When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
Me and the Fertitta brothers started doing jiu-jitsu together, and we fell in love with it. We became, you know, obsessed with it, training 3-4 days a week. And then we started to meet some of the UFC fighters. And we were like, wow, these guys are really good guys. They're smart. This is an exciting sport. And it was one of the, you know, what if we clean this thing up, really turn it into a real sport? We love fighting. And my philosophy has always been fighting is in our DNA as human beings. No matter what color we are, what country we come from, what language we speak, we like fighting. When you get these guys who are looked at as the best in the world and they're taking on guys from other countries that are looked at as the best in the world, there's nothing more exciting and there's nothing bigger. And what we did is we figured out a way to package the whole thing professionally, make it a professional sport, yet make it really exciting and entertaining. That's why I still to this day am one of the only, probably the only sport that controls all my production. I put on all the production. When we bought the UFC, in I think it was 3 weeks, we had our first event. We had these guys that worked for us at the time in production. And we had a fighter who flipped out in one of the interviews, and I loved it. I said, this is gonna be incredible for this fight. We're doing this. So I worked with the production team. The production team said, no, we don't like this. We shouldn't do this. I said, well, I don't give a shit what you think. This is what we're gonna do, okay? So we're sitting there the night of the fight, and I told Lorenzo, watch this interview. The interview happens, it's not what I told them. Yeah, I literally got up from my seat, went back and kicked the door of the truck in, and went in there and said, if you motherfuckers ever do this again, I'll fire every one of you. So I ended up firing that whole crew. These are the kind of things we went through, you know, in the early years to build it into what it is today. But it's all trial and error. But on the business side, you know how much I learned from the Fertittas? Not just them, I'd go in and sit down and talk to their father for hours about things. Coming through all of this was my college.
Right.
The best way to learn is to dive in and do it.
Experience.
That's how you learn.
The Fertitta brothers, when they said $2 million, did anyone say, man, why are you throwing your money away?
Everybody. All the smart kids that work for the UFC at the time, I mean, for the Fertittas, you know, on the finance side, begged them not to do this. Begged them not to do it. Then once we started to get into it, we were like the redheaded stepchild of the Fertitta portfolio. Even more respect to the Fertitta brothers for you know, staying in there, because everybody that worked for them hated the UFC and thought that this was the worst idea and they were going to lose shitloads of money. And if Lorenzo was sitting here right now, Lorenzo would tell you, he said it a million times and he says it to me all the time. He's like, you were put on this fucking earth,
yep,
to do this. That's what we set out to do. What's never been done before is a league has never been created for fighting, right? So if you think about anything, any type of business where trillions of dollars have been generated in revenue, if you look at boxing, right? Trillions of dollars. And at the end of the day, there's nothing there. Every fight, I say this all the time, is like a going out of business sale. They'll jump in, put on a fight, grab as much money as they can and take off until they make another fight. We always set out to build a brand and a league, and our fans trust us so much and know that we will deliver a good product that when fights fall off on the card, nobody freaks out and panics and starts getting rid of their tickets, because they know we're gonna bring something that was as good or even better than the original fight. When we announce a fight, tickets almost sell out before we even announce who the main event is, because they know that we're gonna deliver. So we've built a brand in fighting that people trust, which was very important to me.
If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, You can get your business taxes done for you with a full service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I wanted to make sure that when we built the UFC brand, that our fans were, you know, trusted us and trusted the brand.
You have to build fights. There's a couple of things that you have to have in the equation to build something. First of all, you have to have talented people fighting at the right time. And there always has to be, what's at stake? What I'm always selling is what's at stake here.
So many belts.
Let me tell you what I don't give a shit about. The Dodgers and the Blue Jays. I could give a flying about any of that, who wins or whatever happens. But guess what happened? They went 18 innings. Yeah. Ohtani gets on base nine times. We watched every second of game seven. You know why? Because there was so much at stake and so many big things happened and so many stars and records that could be broken and all these other things. And guess what? People start giving a
It's one of the most difficult things for anybody who runs a business or has a family or has to work. You know, how you divide your time up. You know, I say this all the time. It's, you know, I have a lot of things. I have acquired a lot of things in life. A lot of time is not one of them. Time is the enemy to all of us. I try to take as much time as I can to spend, you know, with my family, spend quality time with my kids as much as I can, and, you know, try to get all the done in the day that I have to get done. But it's the hardest thing that everybody in life has to figure out, this balance of work, relaxation, and family time.
Your word is not just business in life. Your word is everything in life. For instance, I mean, I talk about this one all the time too, but we went through COVID because I wasn't laying off any employees, you know. But when you are a massive company like we are now, there's a lot of mouths to feed. And if there's no revenue coming in, you got to make some horrible decisions that I wasn't going to make. Well, listen, we're either, this is a battleship. We go into battle every day and we're either all going down together or not at all. So it's like the scariest time in our lifetime, and I'm much older than you. Scariest time in our lifetime. You know, you have all these employees and these people who show up every day and work hard for you. And it hits the fan, it's the scariest time in the world. And just because of money, you're gonna just let all these people go. Good luck to you, everybody. I hope you can figure out groceries and toilet paper and whatever else it is that everybody needed during COVID, but good luck. And then everything turns around and comes back. What do you think? Who the would want to work for you when that's the way you treated the people that were with you, you know?
So it was a weird time for me. I didn't want to sell. Lorenzo did. And it was at the point where, you know, Lorenzo finally had to sit me down and said, you're my best friend. I'm done. I want to move on. Be happy for me, okay? And, you know, once he put it to me that way, you know, I understood it better, I guess I would say. But yeah, I wasn't ready to sell. I'm not done now. I mean, I love to do this. I wasn't sure how it was going to be after the sale. And, you know, what I kept saying to him and Frank was, don't sell this to somebody that, you know, A, I'm going to be miserable and not want to work with these people, or B, end up leaving because of whatever the reason is. So, you know, there were two guys at the time, David Levy, who was from Turner, whom I always liked and respected, and then Ari, who at the time was our agent. So I was like, one of these two guys, you know, I can work with and be happy and whatever. And it ended up being Ari, and sitting right here right now after, you know, we're coming up on 10 years, it couldn't be better.